Bruchim Aboyim, Parsha Insights, Parsha Zvayera. I have to tell you that one of the most difficult things in preparing tonight's shiur was deciding what to give the shiur on. If you go through Parsha Zvayera well from the beginning to the end, there's such an unusual number of events that seem to shape our history. Obviously, if we wanted to start just from the beginning of the Parsha when Avram Avinu has three Orchim, and the tremendous number of events and lessons and Musar that come from that story. And if you take a look throughout the entire Parsha, it seems that episode after episode, event and story, each one would really be worthy of an entire shiur. So I actually found that in preparing the shiur, one of the most difficult things to decide on was, what are we going to dedicate the shiur? And usually we like taking a potpourri from the beginning, middle, and end of the Parsha. Tonight we're going to do it a little bit differently. So for those that are in the Heichal, I'm very, very grateful. Those listening on the phone, those who will hear the recording, I hope you agree with the decision that I made, that I'll say we made, but I had the privilege to make on your behalf. Thank you, a tremendous Yashar Koyach, for joining another week of Parsha Insights, Parshas Vayera. I chose to go to the very end of the Parsha to discuss Akedas Yitzchak. If you think about the Nisayon, the trial and the tribulation that Avraham Avinu was asked, Akedas Yitzchak, to take his Yitzchak and to literally bring him as a karbon, I felt that we'll try, although it's not so usual that we dedicate an entire shiur on just one of the inyanim, but I felt we'll do that tonight. So skip to the very end of the parsha. As I mentioned before we started the recording, it will be worth your while. Please have a chumash open as you hear the shiur, especially if you're hearing the recording. It will be a different experience, because we'll go through many psukim and many words, maybe 7, 8, 9 different pshatim, but once again, all of them on the last and final event in the Parsha, Parshas Vayera, Akedas Yitzchak. I hope you agree with the decision and join me on this journey, and please follow along inside. As we often try to do, the pshatim will not be of one particular type. Some of them will be a play with the letters, with the words, some deeper, many, many different types, but hopefully will give us a very intense flavor and a very deep, profound understanding of Akedas Yitzchak. If you take a look in the very beginning, the Pasuk tells us that Avram went together with the Shnei Na'or of Itai. Pasuk Gimel tells us that he went with the two young men that were with him, and the Pasuk says, a few psukim later, Pasuk Hei, Vayayma Avram El Na'arav, that Avraham told the two lads that were with him, you remain here, Vani Vanar, and I and Yitzchak, Nelcha Ad Koi. I once saw a beautiful pshat, and I think it gives a perspective to how we could begin our shiur on Akedas Yitzchak. Imagine Avram Avinu, after he waited for his son Yitzchak, and now he was told to perform this nisayon to bring him as a korban, such an extraordinary sacrifice in the literal sense and the figurative sense. I once heard that you could read these words that we just quoted at the end of Pasuk Hey, I and my son Yitzchak, Nelcha Ad Koi, we're going to go Ad Koi until there, and literally is a reference to the place that they were going to go to. The word Koi is spelled Chop Hey, which has the gematria of 25. The number of letters in the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, there are exactly 25 letters. And subliminally, the message that Avram was telling to Yitzchak, to the others, to all of Klal Yisrael was that I'm about to go through with Akedas Yitzchak, the most difficult of the 10 trials and Nisyonos, but I want you to know, Nelcha Ad Koi, we're willing to go Ad Koi until there. We just said Koi Chof Hei is the gematria, the numeric value of 25, which is exactly the number of letters in the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That Pasuk has 25 letters. And note that the Pasuk says the word Ad, until. And there's a famous debate, does the word Ad mean Ad v'ad v'chlau, or Ad v'loyad v'chlau, until but not including, or until and including? Here we're certainly going to say that when Avram referenced the word ad until, it was ad
The ad bechlal, until, to the nth degree, ad koi, we're going to go with that pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
That sets the tone for the understanding. Literally, figuratively, Yitzchak was going to be a sacrifice, the sacrifice, the ultimate one that Avraham Avinu was going to make. But if Avraham Avinu was going to do this Nisayon and pass this Nisayon, it was going to be together with Ad Koy, until Koy. And until means Ad Va'ad Bechlal, the same 25 letters as the Gematria of the word Koy, referencing we are going with the Pasuk that we've known, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Parenthetically, this idea that it's a reference to the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael works very beautifully. In my father's Atzal Sefer, Imre Mordechai, he brings down an extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary pshat on this Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, explaining and referencing that the opening word Shema and the closing word Echad is a reference to the many different karbanos that a person used to bring. Shema, Shin, Mem, Ayin. The Shin is the karban Shlomim. The Mem, the karban Mincha. And you have the Ayin, the karban Oila. So just in the word Shema, Shlomim, Mincha, Oila. Take the word Echad, Aleph, the Karban Asham, Ches, the Karban Chatos, and the Dalet, a reference to the Dalet Lachmei Toida that accompany the Karban. What an extraordinary pshat, and that would explain why going to the Akedah, which is the ultimate Karban, the ultimate sacrifice, the word that's used is the word Koy, which is 25, which references the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which we said has 25 letters, because that pasuk represents the ultimate of sacrifice, the ultimate of karbon, Shema, Shin Memayin, Shlomim, Mincha, Oila, Echad, Aleph Ches Dalet, Asham, Chatos, Dalet Lachmei Taida. So you see that that pasuk is a pasuk that encapsulates all of the karbonis. Is there a pasuk that's more apropos to take with you to the ultimate karbon, that of Akedas Yitzchak? Let's take a look at another pshat just a bit later. The pasuk says that Avram took together with him Eish and Macheles. Please take a look at pasuk Vav. Vayikach biyodoy es ha'eish ves ha'macheles. Avram Avinu on the way to the Akedah took with him the Eish and the Macheles. He took the Eish, he took the Macheles, the Eish, the wood, was to be used, of course, the firewood for the carbon. The Macheles, he took the knife. The knife was taken, of course, a knife for Shechita. And then the pasuk concludes, Vayelchu Shneim Yachdav. And literally it means that the two of them, Avram and Yitzchak, went together. I referenced a moment ago the Sefer of my father's Atzal, Imre Mordechai. In the Sefer, he brings down a pshat from Yonis and Eibshitz, Zechusa Yogan Aleinu. And after the pshat of Yonis and Eibshitz, he adds just a sentence, just a concept to the pshat. I must tell you that it is from my absolute favorite pshatim in the entire Sefer. Fasten your seatbelt and listen to the second pshat on Akedah Yitzchak. The pasuk says that when he was going to the Akedah, Avram Avinu, the pasuk we just referenced, said he took with him Eish and Machelos, of course, a reference to the firewood and the knife to properly execute the Akedah. Vayelchu Shneim Yachdav, they went together. Reb Yonis and Eibshitz, in Tiferes Yonason, says that when the pasuk says, please listen well, Avram took with him the Eish and Macheles, it has another interpretation as well, says Rabbi Yonis on Eibshitz. When it says that he took with him the Eish, he's going to an Akedah now. On the way to this ultimate sacrifice, this ultimate one of the ten Nishyonis, he took with him two Zechusim. The two greatest merits, two of the greatest merits of Zechuyos that Avraham Avinu had. Of course, Eish is a reference, fire is a reference to what?
To the fact that Avraham Avinu was Moitzer Nefesh to jump into the fire in the story with Nimrod.
So when the author says he took with him Eish, it means he took with him the schus, the merit of his Eish, jumping into the fire in the episode with Nimrod.
And what's Macheles? Macheles is from the word achila, to eat. That's, of course, a reference to his feeding the Orchim, the mitzvah of Achnasos Orchim.
Says Rav Yonasan Eibshitz in his Sefer Tiferes Yonasan, the pasuk says, "Vayikach biyodoi." He's going to this nisayon, to this akedat Yitzchak. He took with him two of his greatest chusim, Esha Eish, Vesa Macheles. The zechus, the merit of Eish, which is a reference to jumping into the fire, and Macheles, which is of course a reference to achila, the food of the mitzvah Achnasas Orchim. Vayelchu shneihem yachtov. Vayelchu shneihem. Which two? These two zechuyos, the one of the Eish and the one of Macheles, yachtov, they went together with Avram and Yitzchak to Akedas Yitzchak.
What an extraordinary pshat. My father's atzal is Moisef. Perhaps you could say, based on this pshat, when it says that he took with him zechuyos, merits, to withstand the nisayon, the trial, the test of Akedas Yitzchak, the way we just translated it now is Eish referenced one of the Zechuyos and Macheles the other. My father's Azal translates, maybe it could be read in the following way. He took with him the Macheles, his Midah, his Mitzvah Achlas Asarchim, his Midah, his Mitzvah Chesed, and he put the Eish, he put the fire, the bread, the Hislavus, in the Chesed.
When Avraham Avinu did Chesed, Avraham Avinu didn't just do Chesed. Doesn't the Parsha open up that right after the Bris Milah, on the most difficult day, he wanted nothing more than to perform the Chesed of Achnasas Orchim? When Avraham Avinu performed Achnasas Orchim, he injected it with, and he inculcated the Chesed with an Eish, with a fire, with the bread, with a passion, with the Islamos, with the Varmkeit.
So my father's atal translates the words Vayikach biyodo esa eish vesa macheles.
He took with him the zechus that when he did chesed, it was always with eish. It was always with a warmth, with a bread, with a hislavos. He always injected the macheles, his chesed, his achnosas orchim, with an eish.
And it makes us wonder for a moment. We're very good at performing chesed, no doubt. We're generally kind and hospitable people. Do we inject eish into our macheles? It's not always the most convenient time to perform a chesed. It might not be with the easiest person. True chesed is that a person will put the eish into the macheles. And people, by the way, will pick up on it. They'll notice right away. You're just doing the chesed because you feel you're obligated to. You'd like nothing more than to get done with it. Or are you the type of person that in their macheles, their chesed, you inject it with an eish, with a warmth and a hislavos, and a passion? It might be said it makes all the difference in the world.
Vayelchu shneihem yachtov. Those two became one.
Because the eish was part and parcel of every one of his acts of chesed and achlasas orchim. Rabbeisai, just asking, what about us? Take a look at another pshat. It's a very interesting pasuk. The pasuk says in Zion, Vayomer Yitzchak el Avraham Aviv, Vayomer Avi, Vayomer Hineni Vini. There seems to be in Pasuk Zion a great deal of saying, son, father, father, son. Take a look at the Pasuk. All I did was read it. Vayomer Yitzchak el Avraham Aviv, Vayomer Avi, Vayomer Hineni Vini. Father to son, son to father. What's the Pasuk teaching us? I saw brought down from a Sefer Kol Yaakov,
an extraordinary pshat that definitely gives us something to think about. We mentioned a moment ago that Avram represented the pillar, the midah of chesed. Yitzchak, on the other hand, represented the midah of din, of justice, sometimes referred to as gvura. We generally think of those two midahs as opposite ends of the spectrum. On one side you have chesed, and on the other side you have din. It would seem like what we're taught is that Avram personified or was the quintessence of the midah of chesed, and Yitzchak was the quintessence of the midah of din. The Sefer Kol Yaakov tells us such an extraordinary pshat. In order for them to be able to go through the Nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak, each one had to not only tap into, but switch to the midah of the other. Do you hear that brilliance? Do you hear what the Sefer Kol Yaakov is telling us? Avram Avinu was the quintessence of the midah of chesed. But here, he was told to Shech Yitzchak. That means he had to go with the hanhag and the approach of his son's midah, that of din. Din says that I will hold back my natural chesed. I'll hold back. I'll be kavish my natural rachamim. And I'm not going to, so to speak, have mercy on my son. In other words, I'm going to go through with din and perform Akedas Yitzchak. Yitzchak, on the other hand, who's the quintessence of the midah of din, here he had to tap into and become the midah of his father, that of chesed, ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so much so to go ahead and to stretch out his neck to allow the shechita to take place, to show not only his willingness, but his eagerness. So says the Sefer Kol Yaakov, that means that Avraham, who was the quintessence of chesed, here has to be the midah of din. And Yitzchak, who's the midah and quintessence of din, here had to be the midah of chesed. The Kol Yaakov says, that's how you read the pasuk. Vayomer Yitzchak el Avraham Aviv. Vayomer, what does the pasuk say? After it says that Yitzchak, look inside pasuk Zion. Yitzchak spoke to Avram his father. Vayomer, what did he say? Avi. He's not just saying my father, but you know what Yitzchak is saying is, Ovi, now I have kaviyachol to switch and transform myself into Ovi, into my father's midah, into his midah of chesed. But Avram responds, Vayomer, and what does Avram say? Hineni v'ni. Vayomer, Avram responds and he says, Hineni v'ni. I, Avram, I'm saying just the opposite. Kaviyachol, I have to transform my midah into that of you, that my son of Yitzchak. And that's such a phenomenal, phenomenal way to understand the pasuk that each one is expressing. For this to be a successful Akedas Yitzchak, we each have to transform our midah into that of the other. Vayomer Yitzchak el Avraham Avi, Vayomer Avi. He's saying, Avi, now Kaviyachol, I'm going to change my essence into that of my father. Avraham responds, Hineni Vini, and he says, now Kaviyachol, I will change my midah into that of my son. Until now it's chesed, but now for the akedah that has to become din. Let's take a look at another pshat. The pasuk tells us that after Avram Avinu was successful in passing the Nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak, take a look at pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayikra Elov Malach Hashem min Hashemayim Vayomer Avraham Avraham Vayomer Hineini. An extraordinary pasuk. Please look at it inside. All of a sudden, the Malach says from Shemayim, Avraham Avraham. And Avram responds, here I am. Many years ago, I had wondered two questions on this pasuk. Number one, why is it that the Malach, the angel, called out Avraham's name twice? Of course, we know the idea that twice a name being called out is a lashon chiba of an intense love, a deep love. But I was always wondering, is there another explanation why the Malach called out Avraham, Avraham deliberately twice? And also the Pasuk seems to go out of its way to tell us that when this Malach called out, it was min ha-shamayim, the Malach was in heaven. Well, naturally that's where we would think the Malach would be. And why does the Pasuk specifically go out of its way to tell us here, by the way, this Malach that called out was in Shemayim? Many years ago, I was bothered by these two questions, and I was thinking perhaps we could explain. There's a well-known pshat that in a few weeks from now, when Yaakov Avinu is having the ultimate dream, we know that angels were going up and down the ladder. There are many interpretations as to the angels, where they were, who they were, where they were coming, what they were, where they were going, what they were doing. But there's a beautiful, beautiful explanation that these angels were comparing the image of Yaakov Avinu that was in Shemayim with the image of Yaakov Avinu here in this world, if you will, the earthly image. You see, Rabbi Yisai, everyone has an image of themselves in Shemayim. Remember years ago there used to be the, I don't remember if it was a Kodak camera, Polaroid camera, you clicked, and that one sheet of paper came out, and like you waited and waited. What's that image going to look like? Well, in a spiritual sense, it's very much the same. Every one of us have an image by the Kisei HaKavod, the heavenly throne. Does our behavior down here mirror that heavenly image? Do they match up or not? You see, on days that they do, in Shemayim, they're able to tell, Yasher Koyach, you matched up your heavenly image, that Polaroid, so to speak, that's right there by the Kisei HaKavod, together with your earthly image based on your behavior and your interactions. But I think it might be fair to say that some days our behavior, interaction, the way we use or abuse our time is so vastly different from what was expected of us, of our heavenly image. It's almost like you would look at the two images and wonder, is that you? I didn't even notice. That's you? Yaakov Avinu. The Pasuk says, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem, he was so complete, so perfect, so whole, that the angels were angels going from heaven to earth, earth to heaven. They were looking at the heavenly image that Yaakov Avinu had in Shemayim, and then in his image in this world, and up again, and down again, and up again, and down again, and they were incredulous. Zemamash Todavar. Yashakayach, Shalem, the images have matched up. The image in heaven of what's expected of what one could become with the image on earth. The angels went up and down, down and up, back and forth, comparing the two images, and indeed they matched up perfectly. I was thinking perhaps that's the way to read the pasuk that we just read. Avraham Avinu was on the way to the Akedah, and you could almost imagine. Is he going to do it? Is he going to be successful? Is he going to be willing to turn his midah from chesed into din? He's going, and the angels are watching, and everybody's watching, and wondering, is he going to be able to? And finally, Avraham Avinu passes the nisayon, and as soon as he passes the nisayon, the pasuk tells us, the one that we just referenced, that Vayikra Elov Malach Hashem min hashamayim. Where was this angel? Specifically, the pasuk goes out of its way to tell us, where was the angel? The angel was in Shemayim. Shemayim meaning heaven. Where was this angel in Shemayim? Right by the picture, the image of Avraham Avinu by the Kisei HaKavod. And when he saw Avraham Avinu successfully pass the Nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak, he called out, Avraham! 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 The image upstairs in heaven, Avraham, matches up exactly with the image on earth. And I think that pshat by Yaakov Avinu answers both of our questions. The apostle goes out of its way to tell us that that the Malach was specifically in Shemayim. The Malach was by the Kisei HaKavod looking so to speak, as the heavenly picture, the image of Avram Avinu. And when Avram successfully passed the Akedah, that Malach called out, Avraham, 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 the image in Shemayim, Avraham, the image down on earth, Zemamash, Oto Davar. They're exactly the same. And so the name was called twice, one referencing the image in Shemayim, one on earth. And that's why we're told the angel is specifically in heaven. As we said a few moments ago, every one of us have that Polaroid or Kodak by the Kisei HaKavod. Now it's true, many days our image and our behavior and interaction and our time squandering makes our images look as far apart one from the other, to the point that somebody looking at the two would wonder, that's you? But the good news is, tomorrow we're given another chance. And the next day, another chance after that. Each and every day is an independent day where we have that ability to create Avraham, Avraham, in the sense that we have the ability to match up our earthly image through our behavior with that which is expected of us in Shemayim. Sometimes we slip up and make mistakes, and as I said already twice, our images don't match up at all. But tomorrow, we have another opportunity, and the next day, a fresh start after that. How wonderful would it be if every evening, imagine as we say Kriya Shema Lamita, we could almost envision the heavenly angels calling out Min HaShemayim, our name twice. A reference to having had Baruch Hashem and B'siyata D'Shmaya, a successful day. Let me share with you another very quick pshat, and then we'll end with something that is Pile, 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 Ployim. Take a look first at the very end. The Pasuk tells us, the last Pasuk of the Akedah, after it's speaking about the birth of Rivka, the Pasuk tells us who else was born. What are the last four words of the Parsha? The last two people that were born, Ves Tachash, Ves Ma'acha. The last words of the Pasuk, Ves Tachash, Ves Ma'acha, two additional names. Years ago, I remember hearing such a beautiful golden nugget. When we think of Akedas Yitzchak, one of the things we think about, of course, is Rosh Hashanah. We read Akedas Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah. In the davening, we ask Hashem to remember the schus, to remember the Akedah. In the laning and the davening, multiple times we reference Akedas Yitzchak. Take a look at these two names, Tachash and Ma'acha. Both of those two names stand for words that are the ultimate and the epitome of Rosh Hashanah, a reference to all the things and reasons that we speak about the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah. How do you spell the name Tachash? Tof, Ches, Shin. It stands for the Pasuk of Rosh Hashanah, Tiku, Chodesh, Shofar. The first letter of those three words, Tiku Chodesh Shofar, spells the word Tachash. And take a look at the word Ma'acha. Ma'acha spelled Mem, Ayin, Chof, Hey. It stands for Meloich Al Kol Ha'aretz. Isn't that beautiful? Tachash, Tiku Chodesh Shofar, Ma'acha, Meloich Al Kol Ha'aretz. Both took him a reference to the connection between Akedas Yitzchak and Rosh Hashanah. Abaisai, let's end with one final pshat, and then perhaps we have a better understanding why we decided to dedicate the entire Parsha Insights of Parshas Vayera to exclusively Akedas Yitzchak. In the beginning, the Pasuk says that it was on the third day after preparing that Avram went to the Akedah. Please take a look. The Pasuk says that on the third day, Bayoim Hashlishi, Vayisa Avram, Pasuk Dalet tells us, Vayisa Avram es Einav, Bayoim Hashlishi, it was on the third day. What was done the first 2 days? The first 2 days, if you will, were the preparation, the zrizos, all of the many things with alacrity preparing for Akedas Yitzchak, which took place, as I just quoted from the Pasuk, Vayayim Ashlishi, on the third day. If you take a look at the Medrash says on this Pasuk that we just read, Vayayim Ashlishi, Vayis Avram Esayinov, listen clearly to the Medrash. The Medrash says, this Pasuk, that the Akedah took place on the third day, is a reference and what the Pasuk is referring to in Hosea. Take a look in the Navi Hosea, Perek Vav Pasuk Beis. I'm quoting where it is so you can look it up yourself. Hosea, Perek Vav Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk there says, Yechayenu Miyomayim. Literally it means, he will heal us after 2 days. Vayoyim HaShlishi. And on the third day, Yekaimenu v'nichye lefonav, he'll raise us up and we will live before him. That was a literal translation, but I ask you, listen to the Pasuk again, Hosea Paragraf Pasuk Beis. Yechayenu miyoymayim, vayoyim ashlishi, yekaimenu v'nichye lefonav. Those are the words in the Pasuk I just referenced twice. Let's end with this pshat. The Heilige Vilna Goyim, the Chusa Yogan Aleinu, the Vilna Goyim tells us, what is the connection between this Pasuk in Akedas Yitzchak, Bayayim Ashlisi was on the third day that there was an Akedah, with the Pasuk that we just read in Hosea? Listen. Listen to this Pshat the Vilna Goyim. Pile, 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 playing what the Goyim tells us. Really, Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleka. One doesn't get rewards, says the Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed Tes, for mitzvahs in this world. How could you get, it's something we actually spoke about in the Drasha this past Shabbos. How could you be rewarded for mitzvahs in this world? Mitzvahs are ruchani, completely spiritual. Is there enough in this world to reward you for a mitzvah? The Apostle, the Mishnah tells us in the Birkei Avos Perek Daled, all, just one moment of that Olam Haba is more than everything. There isn't the possibility to be rewarded or repaid for mitzvahs in this world. That's reserved for Olam Haba. But you have to wonder then, how is there something called Zchus Avos? Zechus Avos means that we tap into the merit of our forefathers. So to speak, quote unquote, we feed and we're fed from their zechusim. We are able to tap into Zechus Avos and to reap the benefits of that which our Avos did. But we just asked a question. If one is not rewarded in this world, it's not in this world. So then how do we benefit from the reward of Zchus Avos? That seems to be a contradiction, says the Vilna Gaon. The part of the reward that's reserved for Olam Haba is the actual mitzvah. The actual mitzvah, for that there can't possibly be any reward in this world that's exclusively saved and reserved for Olam Haba. However, there's something else besides the actual mitzvah. There's the preparation for the mitzvah. The hidur of the mitzvah. The zrizus of the mitzvah. That means the alacrity that you put into the mitzvah. The added love that you put into the mitzvah. For that, not the actual mitzvah. For the actual mitzvah, the reward is only in Olam Haba. But for the hidur and the zrizus, for that one could benefit and receive reward in this world. The Akedah actually took place on what day? The actual mitzvah of the actual Nisayon of Akedah Yitzchak took place on one day. On the third day. We just read the Pasuk says, Vayayim HaShlishi was on the third day. But the first 2 days, in order to be Mekayim that mitzvah, there was a great amount of preparation. It says, Vayashkem Avram got up with alacrity in the morning. Who saddled the donkey? Avram Avinu went ahead and saddled the donkey. Avram Avinu gathered the wood and brought the wood. Item after item after item, not of the actual mitzvah, but of the preparation. When was the preparation done? Days number 1 and 2, the first 2 days. The Iker mitzvah of the Akedah, that was on day 3. What did we say a moment ago, says the Vilna Gaon? Reward for the actual mitzvah, that's not in this world. That's reserved for Olam Haba. But reward for the heder, the zrizus, the preparation, that you indeed get in this world. And now, says the Vilna Gaon, here's how to read that pasuk in Hosea. Yechayenu miyoymayim. Miyoymayim means 2 days. Which 2 days is it referring to? Days number 1 and 2. Yechayenu miyoymayim. We're able to live and benefit and reap the enjoyment of the schusim of the 2 days, because the 2 days of the Akedah, the days 1 and 2, were the preparation, the hidur, the zrizus, the alacrity. So that, the first 2 days, were only the first 2 days. But then the pasuk concludes, by Yoim HaShlishi, but in reference to the third day was, of course, the actual mitzvah. For the actual mitzvah, you don't get the reward now. For that, says the pasuk, by Yoim HaShlishi, Yikimenu, for that it's going to stand and be for Olam Haba L'Osid Lavoi V'Nichya L'Fonav, and then and only then will we live off that reward. That's the way the Vilna Gaon touches up the Pasuk in Hosea Perek Vav Pasuk Beis, explaining Akedas Yitzchak. The first 2 days of the Akedah, on that we could receive reward, because those were the days of getting up with the alacrity and saddling the donkey and carrying the wood. Day number 3, that's the actual mitzvah. For actual mitzvah, the schar is waiting in the next world. And that's the way the Gaon reads the pasuk. Yechayenu miyomayim. We're able to have the pleasure and be fed and live miyomayim from days 1 and 2. Because for that, you get the reward in this world. But by Yom HaShlishi, as we said a moment ago, for the third day, which is a reference to the actual mitzvah, the actual Akedas Yitzchak, for that, Yikimenu, it stands and we wait for Olam Haba. For the actual mitzvah, we wait and only get the reward then, V'nichya Lefanav, and then we'll be fed from the actual mitzvah.